This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The Veterans Administration has been trying to end veteran homelessness by the end of this year. The goal is to achieve and sustain something called Functional Zero, which doesn't eliminate homelessness, but rather ensures that it's rare, brief, and non-recurring. The country as a whole has not reached Functional Zero yet, but the state of Virginia, the city of New Orleans, and Houston, Texas have. Peter Kelleher is CEO and president of Harbor Homes, a nonprofit trying to reach Functional Zero in Nashua, New Hampshire. He recently went to Texas to learn more about Houston's success. Kelleher joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Let's start by talking about how the city of Houston did it. How did Houston reach Functional Zero?
I think the first thing that they did is really focus on a philosophy of permanent, of housing first, so that people who were homeless were really put right into housing regardless of all of the other service needs that they had, and then those needs would be addressed subsequently.
Could this be done here in New Hampshire and in Nashua?
Well, right now in Nashua, we sort of already employ that philosophy. We have an inventory of housing that is vital. We really look at housing as healthcare. You know, if you try to say to folks maybe that are struggling with addiction that we need you to sort of get in recovery before you can get your housing, or you need to get employment or something like that, it really doesn't work. People need to get a safe, affordable place that they can call home before they can really think about the other parts of their life.
Especially since in New Hampshire there is a shortage of beds for people who need addiction recovery and treatment.
There really is a shortage, yes.
You've been working on this goal for some time now, trying to get to Functional Zero in Nashua. Mm-hmm. How close are you?
We think we're just about there. We've applied for kind of certification with the United States Interagency Council on Homelessness, and we're kind of in a process of getting data back and forth with them. And we think we're within, say, the next 3 to 4 months having completed that process.
How do you find out which veterans need help finding housing? Do they have to come to you, or does Harbor Homes go out looking for veterans who might need help?
There's a tremendous amount of outreach that's involved, and the challenges of figuring out who are the unsheltered veterans and identifying them is a very formidable one. And we really need the public's help in every way. If any member of the public were to know of a veteran who may be homeless, we would love to have them contact us so that we can assist that veteran anywhere in New Hampshire.
So why is Nashua a prime place to have a project like this? Is there an unusually large number of veterans who might be in need of the services in Nashua, or is this something that all cities in New Hampshire need?
I think there is a need for more housing capacity, especially permanent housing for veterans throughout New Hampshire. In Nashua, we've been working on it for about 11 years and have identified, you know, we've been able to identify veterans in our annual point in time count. So we knew we had more veterans there. And so we developed resources and various programs to assist them over these years.
So what is the next step for Harbor Homes in getting closer to Functional Zero?
Well, we want to work not just in the greater Nashua area, but we're interested in supporting the entire state in achieving that. And we've been working very closely with all of the key stakeholders, including the VA, other providers. The governor's office has been grateful, or we're grateful that they've been able to hold a weekly conference call with us and all of the providers where we work together as a team. So I think going forward here, it's really developing the strength of our partnerships and figuring out how to overcome a lot of the barriers that are in place.
Well, Peter Kelleher, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Peter Kelleher. He's the president and CEO of Harbor Homes in Nashua, and we've been talking about the nonprofit's efforts to end homelessness among Nashua's military veterans.